This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Indirect talks between the warring factions in Yemen aimed at ending their four-year conflict are to get underway Thursday at a castle near Stockholm. UN envoy Martin Griffiths will reportedly shuttle between Houthi rebel delegation members and representatives of the Saudi-backed government. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said both sides are under pressure to end the conflict, with Saudi Arabia's Western backers pulling back for support while the Houthis suffer from internal dissension.
So the two sides that are meeting there are meeting because of pressures that are affecting their ability to continue to fight the war.
These are the first talks since 2016 and take place amid a growing humanitarian crisis. Geert Kapilare, the UN Children's Agency regional director, said the children have suffered enough.
7 million children in Yemen today go hungry to bed. 1.8 million are acutely malnourished. 400,000 of them are facing the life-threatening form of severe acute malnutrition. Over 2 million children out of school in this country, thousands of children being killed, injured, maimed for life.
Griffiths is seeking immediate results, including reopening the Sana'a airport, completing a prisoner swap, and reaching a truce in the fight for control of the vital Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. Angolan President João Lourenço has met with critics of his government. Tuesday, he set aside time at the presidential palace to see members of the country's civil society organizations to discuss education and other ways to improve the country. One critic, Rafael Marques de Moraes, was barred from the Tuesday meeting but met privately with the president Wednesday to discuss topics including rights abuses and corruption. Mr. Lourenço took over the presidency from José Eduardo dos Santos a year ago. This is VOA News. Canadian authorities have arrested the chief financial officer of the giant Chinese telecom Huawei. She faces extradition to the U.S. over alleged sanctions violations. But University of Toronto political scientist Nelson Wiseman said there is an internal debate in Canada over how much to allow the Chinese to control mobile technology, including the next-generation 5G network.
The bigger debate going on in Canada is whether Canada should join three of the so-called Five Eyes, which are Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States, in avoiding using Huawei in terms of building out this new technology.
Some U.S. lawmakers praise Canada's action, but China's embassy called for Meng Wanzhou's release. Huawei said it's unaware of any wrongdoing. The American people said goodbye Wednesday to the late former President George H.W. Bush with a state funeral at Washington's National Cathedral. Among those offering eulogies, the 41st president, his son George W. Bush, the 43rd chief executive, who referred to his father as comments at his inaugural address.
We cannot hope only to leave our children a bigger car, a bigger bank account. We must hope to give them a sense of what it means to be a loyal friend, a loving parent, a citizen who leaves his home, his neighborhood, and town better than he found it. What do we want the men and women who work with us to say when we are no longer there? That we were more driven to succeed than anyone around us, or that we stopped to ask if a sick child had gotten better and stayed a moment there to trade a word of friendship.
His father, who died at age 94 Friday, will be buried Thursday on the grounds of his presidential library in Texas. The debate over future relations with the European Union continued to roil the British Parliament as criticism of Prime Minister Theresa May's plan continued from both her Conservative coalition and the opposition. The William Hill betting agency's Rupert Adams said approval appears unlikely.
As it stands right now, it's now 1-8 that it won't go through. So what we're saying is that it's around an 18% chance that Theresa May will manage to get this through.
The historic vote is set for Tuesday. Lebanon's parliament speaker Wednesday said Israel has provided no evidence to its claim a network of attack tunnels was built by the Lebanese-based Hezbollah. The military announced Tuesday an operation to destroy the tunnel complex along their shared border. Five U.S. Marines are missing following a mishap between two aircraft off the Japanese coast during a refueling exercise. Two airmen have been found. One is known to be alive. A bombing at a police command post in southeastern Iran Thursday left at least three dead and several wounded. Oil-producing nations are in Vienna Thursday to discuss production cuts to prop up sagging global prices. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.